This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the wonderfully important topic of entering the church. We have pointed out some of the reasons why men have erred in regard to what is necessary in order to enter the church by holding that one does so by faith alone. Among the other reasons, we're now discussing the 5th reason why some men make the mistake of holding that salvation is by faith alone, is that they do not realize that certain changes are necessary in the life of the person who is to be saved. We have already discussed along this line the fact that there is necessary a change of conviction, a change of knowledge, a change of belief, a change of trust. Secondly, there must be a change of mind or repentance. One must change his mind with a resulting change of life. Repentance leads, if it's genuine repentance, to reformation. Then in the 4th place, there is necessity of a change of state. Jesus made clear in John chapter 3, verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see, that is, he cannot experience, the kingdom of God. My friends, you cannot be saved unless you are born again. Being saved brings one into the kingdom of God, and that is to be saved. Now, Jesus clarified what he meant by saying one must be born again in reply to the question posed by the Jewish ruler named Nicodemus. When he asked the Lord, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus explained how it is that a man can be born. Bear in mind, he's not explaining, as some people say, how we're born as babies of our mothers, but he says, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Notice, to be born of water and the Spirit is to be baptized according to the directions of the Holy Spirit in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are some who say that this means that the water refers to the birth, the physical birth of one's mother, and the Spirit refers to the spiritual birth. But this is simply not so. There is only one birth here contemplated. Nicodemus asks, how can a man be born when he's old? And Jesus replies as to how that can be done, how it must be done, the one and only way it can be done. One can enter the kingdom of God if and only if he is born of water and the Spirit. And as we find in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, that means as a believer to repent and be baptized unto the remission of sins, all by the authority of or in the name of Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. There must be a change of state. Notice in Romans chapter 3, chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, the Apostle Paul says, "Or are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life." Notice, before one is baptized, he is lost in sin. He is in the old life. But when he arises from the watery grave of baptism, he does so as a new, born-again person. He rises to walk in newness of life. So it's clear that while there must be a change of conviction and a change of mind, a change of avowal or confession, there must also be a change of state, and this change of state occurs when one is baptized. In the 5th place, there must be a change of conduct, including getting out of all unscriptural relationships. Romans chapter 3, chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, where Paul says, "Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel," and then in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, the Apostle Paul points out that the Corinthian Christians, before they were baptized, were guilty of a great many terrible and heinous sins. But then he pointed out, "But you were washed, you were sanctified." In other words, he's saying you were baptized into Christ. Well, our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of entering the church which Jesus bought with his blood.